Hi, this is Billy Taylor with the National Prayer Room. Your pastor is the most influential spiritual leader in your life. Each week, he opens God's Word to you and your fellow church members. He also visits those in the hospital, meets with leaders, deacons, committee members, counsels those in need, oversees the business of the church, plus 1,000 other tasks. Pastors are a wonderful blessing from God. However, there is something you may not know about your pastor. If he's like the average pastor, he's lonely, discouraged, overworked, and underappreciated. Now, I know you love your pastor, and you may be saying, there is no way that's going on in the life of my pastor. But let me say, being a pastor is an incredible challenge. And being a pastor's wife, even more so. In addition to the daily pressures of ministry, Satan is doing everything possible to destroy your pastor. He knows that as the pastor goes, so goes the church, and if he can keep your pastor discouraged, emotionally, and spiritually drained, he can hinder the work of God in your church and in your city. I believe it's time we stand up for our pastors. I believe it's time that we got behind them and encouraged them and lifted them up to the Lord. In Exodus 17, the children of God are in the midst of a great battle. Moses is standing on the hill with his staff raised above his head. As long as his staff is lifted, they are winning the battle. But when Moses becomes tired and his hands lower, they begin losing the battle. So Aaron and Hur come along beside him and lift up his hands. I believe it's time to stand and lift up the hands of our pastors in prayer. Again and again, the Apostle Paul asked the New Testament church to remember him in prayer. Here is the greatest Christian to have ever lived asking for prayer. How much more does your pastor need that prayer? As a minister, I know the struggles and difficulties pastors go through. That's why I believe the greatest thing we can do for our pastors is to pray for them, to strategically intercede and lift up our pastors to the Lord. For this reason, the National Prayer Room has created Praying for Pastors. Praying for Pastors is a 31-day prayer guide to help you effectively pray for your pastor. Every day, you will receive an email with a scripture to claim and a prayer for your pastor. What might happen in your church if the members of your church began strategically praying for your pastor? What new level of confidence and spiritual power would your pastor experience if he knew his church was praying for him? What might God do in the life of your pastor, in the life of your church, if you began to pray for him? I invite you to join Christians around the world praying for their pastors. Praying for Pastors is provided free of charge as a ministry of the National Prayer Room. I appreciate your taking a few moments to listen to this message, and I'm praying that God raises up thousands of people who will begin strategically praying for their pastors. October is Pastor Appreciation Month. Why not commit to pray for your pastor every day in October? If you believe this is an important message, take a moment and forward it to a friend and other church members. I am praying God raises up thousands of Christians who will join together and pray for their pastors. Thanks again for listening. This is Billy Taylor with the National Prayer Room.